Shvius, Perikei Mishnah Zion, 5-7. We continue with the halachas of a misayela de bar avera, helping someone to break Shemitah, which one may not do. And therefore it says, Hayotzer, one who is a potter, who makes clay, earthenware, jugs, Mocher Chamesh Kadeh Shemen V'Chamesh Esreh Kadeh Yayin, may sell, even to someone who he suspects of being a Machalal Shemitah, who doesn't keep Shemitah properly, the potter may sell to this person 5 jugs for olive oil and 15 jugs for wine. The kinds of jugs and materials used in the clay to make an oil jug is different than a wine jug. They're not interchangeable. So there's no reason to assume that he'll, you know, buy 5 plus 15 and use all 20 for, you know, one or the other. The assumption here is that even if he's playing fair with the rest of the people who are collecting from Hefker, from, you know, the ownerless Shemitah stuff, a reasonable kind of quantity he could pull out of in fair competition with the rest is 5 jugs worth of oil or 15 jugs worth of wine. Shekin darko lahavi min hefker, because that's the kind of amount you could bring back from Hefker. Vimhevi yoser mikan, if he ends up showing up at the potter's place and he has olives that would be pressed for more oil than he has, could fit in 5 jugs, or grapes that couldn't fit in, that grape juice.